Charlton, to me, was more than a colleague. He was, of course, the bureau chief in Juba for our show, the South Sudan in Focus show. He was, in some ways, a mentor, but he was a friend. I knew him personally in Juba. We hang out socially. I knew his family, and so when the news hit, it was tragic. It was beyond tragic, especially the way he died in a motorcycle accident. I don't know how much more I can say, but yeah, I will leave it here.
Yeah, we're all shocked, Nabil. And basically, I knew Doki when he came for a brief visit to the United States and was working here at VOA here in our office. And basically, I was detailed from Africa News Tonight to host South Sudan in Focus. And we actually worked together and we actually walked together to the studio. He shadowed. He's a quick learner. He's an amazing journalist, and what a great personality! So I am really in shock too, and their words cannot express my sadness.
I feel the same way as Yahya's just described. I got to take at least one trip to South Sudan and spent 2 weeks there. And, I was asked to do some training with the reporters. And Charlton is the one that shepherded me around, of course. And I had already met him talking on the phone, and he had come to Washington, like Yahya said earlier, to work on the show and do some training. And also, he co-hosted that show in the early years with John Tanza. And he was just such a great guy. Besides being a really professional editor, reporter, he stepped in when we needed him in Juba to be the editor beyond being a reporter. And he did a marvelous job. And it's not easy doing that job. Some of the reporters are better writers than others, but he had to just do some work on some of these scripts and then send them to us. And that's a thankless job. Not only that, but he would be the one that had to be in charge of making sure that we were covering all the breaking news in Sudan and South Sudan, and just be on top of things and assign the stories. But what really moved me the most about Charlton is he never had a bad word to say about anyone, no matter how challenging the job could be sometimes. And he was just such a nice man and a gentleman
He was
at
an
all
officer and a
times.
gentleman. Yes, that's true. He's just a completely straightforward, upstanding person. It's just you cannot. He kind of puts you at ease when you're with him.
Yes, yes.
That's the kind
I
of
agree.
personality he exudes. Yes.
I agree 100%. And I worked with him from here in Washington. I worked with him in Juba when I was a stringer. He was always a humble and gentle person,
Exactly.
and really
Yes.
just a pleasure to work with.
And like I said, these guys, some of them and women, they had some things to learn, and but he always, kind of guided them in such a gentle way and, made them feel at ease too. All these reporters that we had cycling through the Juba office, and then some of them came in for those workshops that we used to do in the early years, and, he was a big part of that too.
Absolutely.
It makes us think, like, when the week started, everything was fine with him and with all of us, and then all of a sudden this happens and we lose him. So life is very fickle. That just makes us think how we should appreciate what we have,
Yeah.
really.